But it's been a little bit different than we expected. I think everyone thought this might really be a high-scoring run-and-gun game that could go either way. It still could go either way because it's a one-point game, but it has been a very low-scoring affair. We're back to action now as the ball will be inbounded by the Warhawks. They will have it first, trailing by one. Drew Blocker will bring it across the timeline and start the offense. Blocker dribbles to the right side. Now back out to the top of the key. That will be Chris Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton guarded by Jacob Pio. Hands off now to Hunter Rusher. Rusher drives, lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Cody Smith.
Yeah, Hunter had a wide open shot there and missed it.
Smith gets it to Jacob Pio. Dreed drives in, kicks it out to Will Strange. And now it's back to Jacob Pio. Pio with a dribble, takes it around to the right side, gets it to Cody Smith in the corner. Smith back out to the top of the key. That goes to Zach Leach. Leach now to Protho. Back to Leach. Leach back to Protho. Protho takes it to the right side. Now tries to go baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Cody Smith. Now to Leach. Leach pulls up, gets it to Protho. Now back to Jacob Pio. Pio backs it out, dribbles around to the left side. Spin move, goes baseline now, gets cut off. Shot is blocked by Mason Gardner. And then Drew Blocker had it. He had it taken away, and then he commits the foul. So Drew Blocker picks up his second foul. That was just frustration.
Yeah.
He had the ball taken away, and he tried to get it back. Inbound pass goes out to the top of the key to Leach. Leach gets it on the baseline now to Protho. His shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stephen Combs.
Yeah, good rebound by Stephen Combs. 18-17, we got to go ball game.
Warhawks get it back. They need a basket to go back on top. Drew Blocker, he lobs it underneath on the baseline. That will be Hunter Rusher. Rusher to Gardner. Gardner up and in.
Nice move by Mason Gardner. 19-18 now, Mount Vernon.
6:07 left to play in the third period. Jacob Pio with the basketball. Gets it to Will Strain. Strain gets it out to the wing, and that will be Zach Leach. Leach back to Pio. Pio with a dribble. Calls the offensive set. Now hands off to Zach Leach. Leach to Cody Smith. Smith back to Zeb Protho. Protho to Pio. It's almost like they're really just trying to lull the Warhawks to sleep.
Yeah, and Mount Vernon's in the man defense, and they're just kind of standing around because all they're doing is passing the ball.
It will be Jacob Pio on the wing as they work it around the perimeter. Now Pio backs it out, hands it off to Zach Leach. Leach will hold it there. Now he goes back to Jacob Pio. Pio back to Cody Smith. Smith tries to drive inside, gets it to Protho. Shot up, good.
Yeah, nice shot off the glass and put her in there. Zeb Protho.
That's the first basket for Protho, and he puts the Ramblers back on top. 20-19, our score. Warhawks with the basketball. Long cross-court pass to Hunter Rusher. Now back to Drew Blocker. Back to Rusher on the wing. He goes baseline. Now kicks it back out to Blocker. Blocker to the right wing. That goes to Hamilton. Hamilton back to Blocker. Blocker back to the left side. Three-point shot. And that one is good for Hunter Rusher.
Hunter Rusher, beautiful shot outside. Drained it. 22-20, Mount Vernon.
4:25 left to play in the third period. Jacob Pio with the basketball. Pio gets it back out to the top of the key. It is Leach. Leach picks up his dribble, gets it to Cody Smith. It's through his hands. Drew Blocker down court, lays it up. It's good.
Beautiful shot drive by Drew Blocker, and he put it up and in. 24-20, Mount Vernon.
Jacob Pio down court quickly as we go under 4 minutes in the third period. Pio hands it underneath, and that one is put up and good by Will Strain.
Nice little pass to Will, and he put it up and in on the left side of the glass. 24-22.
Drew Blocker, three-pointer, will not go. Rebound saved in, and that will be, let's see, touch last by who? They say off the hands of Rosebud. So Mount Vernon and Enola will get it back underneath their own basket. That one was out of bounds. It was saved in, and then it was knocked out again. Shot up on the inbound play. No good. Rebound to the Ramblers. So Rosebud will get it back. They trail by two, and they have the basketball. Jacob Pyle drives, and a whistle and a foul will be called, and that will be on Drew Blocker. He picks up his third foul of the night, and the ball will be inbounded by the Ramblers. Inbound pass goes out to Zach Leach, and now it's picked off. It will be the Warhawks with the basketball. That one picked off by Hunter Rusher. He gets it to Drew Blocker, and here come the Warhawks. Blocker with a dribble out to the top of the key. Now he takes it to the right side to Hunter Rusher. He goes baseline, back out to the wing. Three-point shot, no good by Stephen Combs. Rebound to the Ramblers. Cody Smith down court, gets it to Jacob Pyle. He drives inside, and he will be fouled. And that's maybe number three on Gardner. Let's see what the call is. I believe that is correct. They will call that on Mason Gardner. So he picks up his third foul. We'll see if they leave him in the game or maybe give him a breather. At the free throw line will be Jacob Pio. First one is up. It's no good. Second free throw, and Gardner does go to the bench, and Colton Sherrill checks in. Pio is ready for his second free throw. It's on the way now. It's up. It's no good. Rebound is pulled down by Hunter Rusher. Warhawks take it the other way. Drew Blocker now drives the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to the wing, but no one was there.
Yeah, I tell you, Hunter sometimes goes so fast. It's unreal when he spins around and then he tosses it back thinking that man's going to be there, but he wasn't there.
So a turnover by the Warhawks. We'll give it back to Rosebud. Ramblers basketball with 2:43 left to play in the third period. Protho gets it back to Jacob Pio. Baseline, shot up off the glass, no good. Protho put back, no good. He goes up again. His shot's blocked, and it's a jump ball call.
Rosebud's ball.
It will be on the possession error to the Ramblers. They will inbound it underneath their own basket. Cody Smith will trigger the inbound play. Inbound to Protho. He puts it up. It's blocked out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Ramblers again. So they will inbound it once again. Zeb Protho will trigger the inbound play. He gets it in to Cody Smith. It's slapped out of bounds. Saved in. Now Drew Blocker tries to throw it out off the Cody
off,
Smith,
yeah,
but he couldn't do it, so it will go back to the Ramblers. How many times have they inbounded it?
Four times.
So here we go. One more time. The Ramblers with a chance to tie it here with a basket. And Sid, a timeout call. So we'll take it with them with 2:25 left to play in the third period. We'll be back with more live coverage of the Great Salt Lake Classic in 30 seconds.
Now, you've been hearing about it, and it's true. Hensley's Catfish Barn is getting ready to open in the Stage Plaza on Highway 25B in Heber Springs. Now, we meant to have it open by now, but the winter weather has run us a little bit behind. But we're proud to announce that the new Hensley's Catfish Barn will be opening its doors on January 15th. All the mouth-watering catfish and seafood that you're ready to set down to will be right there. January 15th at the new Hensley's Catfish Barn, Stage Plaza, Heber Springs.
As we return to action, it will be another inbound play for the Ramblers here on their end of the floor as they are still trying to tie it or even take a lead on a three-point basket. Cody Smith gets it to Pio, now to Protho, back to Smith. Smith, three-pointer, no good. Rebound almost out of bounds, but saved in, and it will be Warhawks basketball. Drew Blocker down court, and he will be fouled. Will not be a shooting foul, so the ball will be inbounded, and I think that foul will be charged on Cody Smith, his second.
Yep.
Ball will be inbounded All the way out near half court, it goes to Hunter Rusher. Rusher gets it back to Drew Blocker. Blocker directing traffic, now calls Chris Hamilton out. He takes the basketball. Now to Rusher. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton looks inside, throws it away. Cody Smith picked it off. Smith down court, feeds Jacob Pio, and he lays it up and in.
Nice little pass to Jacob. He put it up and in. 24.
On the other end, the shot is up. Drew Blocker, 15-footer, will not go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Ramblers. Mount Vernon and Ola will inbound it here on the near sideline. Hunter Rusher will trigger it in to Drew Blocker. Drew out to the top of the key. It goes to Hamilton. Hamilton calls the offense with a minute 24 to play in the third period. Pass goes to Hunter Rusher on the wing. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton to Drew Blocker. Blocker pulls up, gets it inside. Ball on the floor. Now it's put up and good by Colton Sherrill.
That was a good little pass into him. He bounced the ball, and I thought he was going to get tied up, but he didn't. 26-24 Mount Vernon.
Jacob Pio spins inside, lays it up and in.
Beautiful shot by Jacob. Nice little turn move, put it off the right side of the glass. We're all tied up.
48 seconds to play in the third period, and we have a foul underneath, and that will be charged on, I think that will be on Zach Leach. He picks up his second foul. Still not in the bonus, and it will be inbounded by Drew Blocker. Blocker kicks it out, and that will go to Chris Hamilton. Hamilton will have it at the top of the key. Hamilton still with a dribble, pulls up, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound comes away. Loose ball is picked up by Will Strain.
Yeah, good rebound by Will, and now Rosebud's got the chance for the last shot.
Well, here we go, Jacob Pio, and we have a whistle, and a foul will be called, and that may be number four on Drew Blocker.
It is.
And he will definitely go to the bench with four fouls. Checking in will be Andy Cook. So the ball will be inbounded with 24 seconds left to play in the third period. Inbound pass is made, and that goes into the corner now to Will Strain. Strain gets it back out to Smith. Smith drives, kicks it back out to the top of the key to Leach. Leach needs some help. Gets it back to Smith. Smith drives, pulls up, 10-footer, will not go. Protho puts it back up, no good. Puts it back up, no good. And he, this time, will be a foul.
Got foul with 3 seconds left.
So he'll shoot a couple of free throws and a chance to put the Ramblers on top in this one. That foul was charged on Stephen Combs, his first. Protho is ready. Shot up. Good. He got the good shooter's roll on that one, and it dropped through. Second free throw coming now for Protho. It's up. It's good.
You know it's a different ball game when you see him with only 4 points. Unreal, right?
Shot up at the buzzer. Will not go, and the score at the end of the third period will be the Rosebud Ramblers 28 and Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks 26. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Real Estate Center of Greer's Ferry is now under new ownership. Joanne Gladden and Dave Blashinging are excited to meet you and show you a new home that's just right for you. The Real Estate Center is open 7 days a week, so you can see a new home anytime on your schedule. Call today, 825-6222. That's 825-6222. And speak with any of our professionals who are ready to help you with buying or selling a home. The Real Estate Center, Edgemont Road in Greer's Ferry, and online at greersferryrealestate.com.
For four generations, Reeves Food Stores has been proudly serving their customers with great service, quality selection, and fair prices. Reeves Custom Cut Meat Department can fill any order, and you'll swear our fresh fruits and vegetables come straight from the farm. If you need a meal on the go, pick up a Pizza Pro Pizza, and we'll still carry your groceries to your car. Reeves Food Store, open 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday on Highway 330 in Shirley.
Welcome back as we continue our live coverage of the 2008 Grizzly Lake Classic. It's the fourth and final quarter of play. It all comes down to this. It's a two-point game, and the Warhawks have the basketball, and they trail by 2 points.
And you couldn't get any closer in this, Dale, right?
Rusher gets it to Hamilton. Now we have a whistle, and a foul will be charged on Zeb Protho. It will be only his second foul, and the ball will be inbounded on the far sideline by Andy Cook. Cook gets it in to Hamilton. Hamilton across the timeline to Rusher. Rusher drives baseline. Gardner lays it up and in.
Good little pass to Mason Gardner, and he put it up and in. Good shot.
28-28 with 7:30 left to play in the game. Protho to Smith. Smith drives inside, lays it up off the glass, no good. Rebound Gardner, and he has stripped away, but it's picked up by Andy Cook.
Man, Mason Gardner can get up in the air.
He is a dandy rebounder. He sat on the bench some with the three early fouls, but he has 6 points and I don't know how many rebounds. Andy Cook has it. Cook back to Hamilton. Hamilton still with a dribble, gets it back to Cook on the wing. He feeds it in to Gardner, back out to Hamilton. Hamilton cross court now to Hunter Rusher. Rusher back to Hamilton. Hamilton picks up his dribble, gets it to Andy Cook. Cook back to Hunter Rusher, back to Cook. They're playing catch here on the left wing. Now the ball is slapped out of bounds. Will Strain deflected that one. And it will go back to the Warhawks.
And Dale, almost 2 minutes off the clock.
6:35 left to play. Inbound pass goes to Hamilton. Hamilton now out to Rusher. Hunter has it at the top of the key. He backs it out, picks up his dribble now, gets it on the right side to Andy Cook. Cook, double team, needs some help. And let's see, he finally gets it back out to the top of the key. But first, a timeout is called. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Oh.
Sold and installed by your professionals at F.L. Davis Ace Home and Building Centers, serving you from Greers Ferry and Heber Springs.
Welcome back to the 2008 Grizzly Lake Classic here on KFFB. We are in a timeout with just over 6 minutes to play in the game. It is a tied game, 28-28. It has been a low-scoring game from the very start. 5-4 was the score at the end of the first period. 18-17 at the end of the half. 28-26 at the end of the third period, and the only points here in the fourth period so far were by the Warhawks. They tied it at 28-28. They get the basketball back. They inbound it on the far sideline. It will be Hunter Rusher. He gets it now to Chris Hamilton. Hamilton, you can, of course, tell a big difference in the Warhawks' offense without, of course, Drew Blocker in there because he is the admiral of that offense. It's Chris Hamilton. He drives in, kicks it out now to the wing, and that will be Andy Cook. On the other side, Hunter Rusher.
Oh, my, what a shot. Hunter Rusher, beautiful shot out front.
31-28 now our score as the Warhawks take the lead, but a three-pointer on the other end by Zach Leach ties it up again.
31-31, it's coming down now.
Well, what's the best way to answer a three-pointer? Another three-pointer.
Another three-pointer.
So here we go. It will be Chris Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton still with a dribble at the top of the key. He takes it to the left side now. Gets it to Hunter Rusher on the wing. They probably won't leave him open this time.
No.
Now they try to get it inside. It's deflected, but Gardner comes up with it. Now about behind the back pass.
Yeah, behind the back pass. It shouldn't have been done right now. 31-31 with five left. You shouldn't do that. Throw that ball out of bounds.
Well, Gardner wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. He thought he would go up for the shot, so it went out of bounds. Jacob Pio lays it up. No good. Protho gets the rebound, kicks it back out to the top of the key, and that will be Zach Leach. He gets it down to Cody Smith. 4:45 to play in the game. 31-31 our score. Cody Smith hands off now to Zach Leach. Leach back to Smith. Smith, he tries to penetrate, spins into the paint, has the ball stripped away, but a whistle and a foul will be charged on Hunter Rusher. So still not in the bonus. Let's see, that's 16 fouls on the Warhawks and only three team fouls on the Ramblers.
And that's what it's going to come down to, just like that first game.
So Cody Smith will trigger the ball inbounds. He gets it in to Protho. He has the ball stripped away, chases it down in the corner, and he double dribbles.
Yep, he can't do that.
He forgot he had dribbled, I guess. And he dribbles again, so the ball goes back the other way. Warhawks take over. Mount Vernon Enola with the basketball, and it will be Chris Hamilton to bring the ball down floor. And, by the way, Drew Blocker is back in the game as he comes out to take the basketball. Blocker gets it to the right wing. Now to Rusher. Back to Blocker at the top of the key. Back to Rusher. Three-point shot on the wing. No good. Rebound Jacob Pio.
That ball had the aim. It was there, but just a little bit too hard.
Pio drives, kicks it out to Protho. He goes baseline. Now back to Pio. Has the ball stripped away. And let's see. We have a whistle and a foul will be called. And it will be called on the Ramblers. It will be
Jacob
on Pio. Only his first, though. But a turnover, though, at any rate. And it will give it back to the Warhawks. It will be Chris Hamilton to bring the ball across the timeline. Hamilton takes it now to the left, now back to his right. Looks inside, nothing there. Now needs some help, gets it to Drew Blocker at the top of the key. Blocker, he backs it out now. He'll set the offense.
Oh, Dale, I don't think I've ever seen a delivered game like this. It's unreal.
Lob pass underneath to Gardner, and he lays it up and in.
Oh, my, what a nice pass, and he put it right up there and in. Unbelievable.
33-31 as the Warhawks go back on top by two. Jacob Pio with the basketball. Pio gets it to Smith. Smith to Protho. Protho drives inside, lays it up. Good.
Yeah, Protho, nice little jump shot on the left side and put it up and in. Timeout.
Timeout call with the score 33-33. We'll be back in 1 minute.
What's the First Service Bank advantage? It's the convenience of banking where you are, with people you know. It's the advantage of a 24-hour internet banking in our Money Master ATM service with locations in Clinton, Dermont, Greenbrier, Marshall, Mountain View, Shirley, and Yellville. Come get the First Service Bank advantage today at any of our convenient locations. First Service Bank, where money really does grow on trees. First Service Bank, member FDIC.
If your windshield needs replacing, don't be misled. Many companies save money by using cheap windshield replacements. That could be dangerous if you're in an accident. Glass Doctor recommends windshields that are original equipment, manufacturer quality, and we use the same adhesives the car makers do. Glass is a key component in the structural integrity of your vehicle. Glass Doctor believes your safety is more important than price. Insist on first quality glass and adhesives.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh,
yeah. Welcome back as we get ready for the final 3 minutes of this one. In fact, there's 2 minutes and 55 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock, and it will be an inbound play for the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks as we, I don't know how many times we've been tied, but we are tied again at 33.
Oh, we've been tied 7 or 8 times. Unreal. Crowd sitting on their hands.
Chris Hamilton down court with the basketball. He's being guarded by Jacob Pio. He takes it to the right wing, now backs it out Still with a dribble, takes it inside, kicks it out to the wing, and that will be Stephen Combs. Now to Drew Blocker.
Rosebud playing much more aggressive now.
Blocker still with a dribble, now picks it up, gets it back to Hamilton. 2:20 left to play in the game. Hamilton, spin move, now backs it out. Now he goes to the right side. Now backs it out again. And now he tries again, and Jacob Pyle went to the floor, but I think the referee thought he was just trying to do an acting job. Driving inside, shot up, no good. Put back, no good. And the rebound this time is taken by Zeb Grotho.
Yeah, Hunter Rusher had two shots that he took his own rebound, went back up, and still missed it again.
So it will be the Ramblers with the basketball as Zach Leach needs some help.
And run at him over the line.
And the defensive pressure caused that, Rick.
Yeah, they got right up in their face, and I'll tell you what, he couldn't handle the ball.
So a turnover sends it back the other way. Mount Vernon Enola gets it back with a minute 40 to play in the game. Chris Hamilton will have it. Hamilton in the corner, takes it inside, lays it up. Hamilton with the basket.
Oh, what a drive and what a shot by Chris Hamilton. Beautiful shot. 35-33. Mount Vernon.
Jacob Pyle will have the basketball for the Ramblers. Rosebud needing a basket to tie it. Jacob Pyle drives, left-hand shot off the glass, good.
You can't beat that, Dale. That's a beautiful shot down the left hand. He uses left-handed up on the glass and put her in. It's all tied up again.
We are almost down to the one-minute mark, and now we are under a minute to play in this one, tied up at 35-35. Hamilton drives, and now he backs it out. Hamilton spin move. Takes it back again. Hamilton drives inside, kicks it out to the wing. Now back out to the top of the key to Drew Blocker. Blocker backs it out. Now he tries to penetrate. Kicks it back out. Now he drives again. Inside, shot is up. It's good. He fouled.
On the left-handed side, Drew Blocker put her up and in. Unreal. Good shot.
That makes it a two-point game, and Drew Blocker could make it a three-point game with a free throw here. That foul was charged on Zeb Protho, his third. Free throw up, it's good.
That's good. Three-point play by Drew. They're dropping back, 38-35 with 28 seconds left.
Pyle drives in, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Drew Blocker. Blocker down court. That's Stephen Combs. He pulls it up, and he will be fouled.
That was a smart move by Stephen Combs. He was going to go to the basket and then didn't go and then took it back out.
He was fouled by Cody Smith, which that's all he could do, but still not in the bonus, so the ball will be inbounded on the far sideline. Drew Blocker will trigger the inbound play, and, of course, a foul, I'm sure, will be committed almost immediately. And now it will be Chris Hamilton to run the inbound play. Hamilton gets it in to Drew Blocker. Blocker double teamed. And he finally is fouled. The crowd, the Rosebud crowd especially.
Yeah, the Rosebud crowd really wanted that foul. He thought he charged on him when he took the ball and put his shoulder down and knocked him backwards.
But they call it the other way. And they call the fourth foul on Protho, and they put Drew Blocker at the free throw line. Blocker is ready. Free throw is up. It's good. And that makes it a four-point lead. We have a timeout call. We will take it with them. We'll be back with the final play of the Grisbury Lake Classic in 1 minute.
Some pains really do require a house call, like the panes of glass in your home. Call Glass Doctor. If your insulated window looks foggy, temperature changes have affected the seal, allowing moisture in. We needn't replace the entire window, just the insulated glass. Glass Doctor has a prescription for all types of glass, from patio doors to mirrored walls, storefronts, and safety glass. We're here when you need us, with 24-hour emergency service.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
What does your business need in a new year? A new image? Promotional products? Whatever your business needs, make sure it's done with precision. Precision Screen Printing in Rosebud. From custom t-shirts, caps, jackets, uniforms, and signs to custom artwork, your business image can soar to new heights in the new year. Precision Screen Printing. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and online at precisioninc.com. Precision Screen Printing, Highway 36 West in Rosebud.
Here we go. It will be another free throw coming for Drew Blocker. It's already a four-point game, and this one is no good. Rebound comes away to the Ramblers. They will have to get a basket quickly. 10 seconds now. Jacob Pio hands off. Three-point shot. In and out, no good. Rebound to the Warhawks, and this game is over.
I think it is. 4.8 seconds left, 39-35, and I don't know who got the foul there.
Rosebud with a four-point deficit. A two-possession game and only 5 seconds on the clock will almost be impossible for them to get to two baskets with that amount of time on the clock, but they certainly will give it their effort.
Oh, yeah. They could get a three in the foul. Boy.
Stephen Combs will shoot the free throws. Combs is ready. First one is up. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound to Rosebud down court. Jacob Pio in the corner at the buzzer. It will not count. Final score will be Mount Vernon and Noah 39, Rosebud 35.
Mount Vernon crowd's going wild, Bill.
The Warhawks are the champions of the senior boys division. And we'll be back to recap this one in 1 minute.
Hello, I'm Ed Lacey, Vice President and Administrator at Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs. We are pleased once again to support the Greers Ferry Lake area basketball teams and wish them continued success for the remainder of their seasons. At Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs, we give all our best to serve the people of Cleburne County and surrounding areas, and we encourage the youth of our area to give all their best to achieve excellence in all they do.
In life as in basketball, planning is crucial. At Edward Jones, we believe your game plan for financial security should be well managed and customized for you. Visit Kevin Feeler, your Edward Jones financial advisor today, and make sure your game plan is on track for a secure financial future. Because in these economic times, the first thing you need is a game plan to succeed. See Kevin Feeler at your Fairfield Bay Edward Jones office today. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
You're listening to the Greers Ferry Lake Classic, heard exclusively on KFFB 106.1 FM, Fairfield Bay, Greers Ferry.
Welcome back. As we wrap it up, the presentation of trophies are being made, first of all, for the Rosebud Ramblers, and now for the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks, the champions of the 2008 Greers Ferry Lake Senior Boys Bracket.
And you know, Dale, last year in Quitman, these two teams played it, and they played their hearts out, and Rosebud got it, and Rosebud got the ladies, too. So this year, it went to Mount Vernon Enola.
Rosebud had a chance to sweep it again this year. They did get the senior girls game. If you missed that broadcast, it was Rosebud 38, Greers Ferry Westside 34. The final here, 39-35, and a quick recap of the scoring. First of all, for the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks, Drew Blocker, as always, an outstanding game with 10 points. Hunter Rusher with 8 points. It was 11 points for Chris Hamilton, 2 points for Stephen Combs, 8 points for Mason Gardner. Colton Cheryl added 2 points in the game. For the Rosebud Ramblers, it was 9 points for Jacob Pio, 8 points for Will Strain, 7 points for Cody Smith, 6 points for Zeb Protho, 5 points for Zach Leach in the game. But say what, it was a kind of an odd-played game, a real slow pace. No one, I don't think, would have ever dreamed it would be such a low-scoring game.
There's nobody here that would have ever thought that this game would have been played like that. No question about it, because I've had people tell me today, you better look out tonight, 79, 75, whoever gets it, but it just didn't turn out that way.
Well, you're exactly right. It was a low-scoring game from the very start, a very slow, deliberate pace. Both teams, a lot of turnovers, and that contributed to the low scoring also. But the final is, of course, for the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks, the championship, 39-35 over Rosebud. Well, let me say again, thanks to everyone who listened. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to everyone here at Grisbury Westside. They just really welcomed us here and really treated us great,
they
and we appreciate
us great.
That.
Big crowd. We're glad everybody came out and seen it. It was a great tournament. And, Dale, you did a great job, and I appreciate working with you.
Well, I appreciate your help, and, of course, we look forward to next year. We will have the Grisbury Lake Classic here on KFFB. That's a holiday tradition and a tradition on KFFB.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear where it's going to be at, but they keep telling me tonight Concord, so I don't know for sure. But all I got to say is thanks for working with you, and good night, everybody from KFFB Sports.
That will wrap up our broadcast of the 2008 Grisbury Lake Classic. We hope you enjoyed it. And, of course, we also remind you that our Game of the Week basketball returns next Tuesday night. We're in Southside for a matchup between Heber Springs and Southside. So all of you basketball fans, tune us in Tuesday night for the broadcast. For KFFE, I'm Dale Gardner along with Rich Cahill. Have a very pleasant good evening.
A KFFB holiday tradition, the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic, has been brought to you by First Electric Cooperative, Baptist Health Medical Center, Heber Springs, Carter's Hardware, Precision Screen Printing, The Real Estate Center, Kevin Feeler, your Fairfield Bay Edward Jones Financial Representative, Reeves Grocery, F.L. Davis Home and Building Centers, Golden Living Center, First Service Bank, Hensley's Catfish Barn, and by Glass Doctor of Greer's Ferry. This broadcast has been a presentation of KFFB Sports. This is North Central Arkansas's sports leader and the exclusive home of the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. Your timeless favorite station, KFFB 106.1 FL.